He was King Kukudni. That was the father of Revati. Huh? The father of Revati, who was the consort of Sri Balaram. Yes. Here in this home, Suryadas Saradeva had two illustrious daughters, Janavadevi and Vishuddha. And it is said that it was in this place that the marriage of Lord Nityananda and Janava and Vishuddha took place. In a few minutes, we'll go. There's another place called Kardaha. Different aspects of the marriage ceremony took place in both of these holy spots. And there is a tree just behind where this divine pastime took place. Huh? And Subhag Maharaj is very anxious to tell us the story.
It's good.
No, no, no. I don't know what story I tell. But different books, they have got description on this. Actually, as Maharaj says, according to some, most of the books, there is another place also. The marriage took place. You know, in India, the marriage sometimes it doesn't last, finished in one day, 2-3 days. So, sometimes the bridegroom, bride's place, there are some days there they spend, and then, so they, according to some books, here also marriage took place. And they say, in a dream, the Vasudha and Janava's father, that means Suryadas, he saw Nityananda. But according to some others, that that they didn't mention that dream. But Nityananda came, and something happened to either Vasudha or Janava. One of them got married. They say first that Vasudha, then Janava was just given as a jyotuk, or jyotuk kya hua?
Dowry.
They say, but Janava was not married first. Then they saw Janava when Nityananda came here. He was, according to some, he was outside, and he asked for both the daughters. One daughter was given, and the second daughter, Janava's case. Then she was, they say, she lost her senses and consciousness, yeah. And when Nityananda came, Suryadas circles and asked Nityananda to come and to Janava Devi, and Janava Devi then came to her senses, and then they got married. This is another different books there, so I am telling from, taking from different books, I am telling the whole story. That's all. I cannot tell nothing. This is actually Bhakti Ratnakar and few other places, those who are well known books. It is in another place from Shaligram. There, marriage took place. But according to Advaita Prakash, they say the marriage also took place here. So we are taking from different books this content and then putting it together and telling.
Lord Nityananda Prabhu, as we don't have time to say so much about his life, but when he was only a child of 12 years old, one sannyasi came to Ekachakra, his birthplace, and requested his father, Hadai Pandit, and mother, Padmavati, that they give his son to be his servant, to travel to all the holy places of pilgrimage. It was with a deeply broken heart that Hadai Pandit, in remembrance of Dasarath giving his son Ram to Vishwamitra Muni, he turned over Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And Lord Nityananda, when he left,
Within a very short time, Hadai Pandit died of separation. So he traveled to all the holy places throughout India, Gangotri, Jamunotri, Badrinath, all the way down to Kanyakumari and all the holy places between. And ultimately he came to Mathura. Previous to this, he met his spiritual master, Sri Madhavendra Puri, which is a beautiful and wonderful story of the intimate love that was shared between these two divine personalities. And in Mathura, just like a child, like a cowherd boy, he was laughing and dancing and rolling in the sands and the ground of Brajbhumi. And he remained there until the news came to him that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had inaugurated his holy Sankirtan movement in Navadvipa. They met at the house of Nandan Acharya. Together, they performed the wonderful pastimes of spreading the glories of the holy name. It was Nityananda Prabhu who was, along with Haridas, instructed by Mahaprabhu to go to each house, to each person, and to beg the charity. Please, the only alms we beg is chant Krishna's names, worship Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu was singing this beautiful song, Baja Gaurango, Kaho Gaurango, Laho Gaurangya Namre, Jejana Gaurango Paje, Sehai Mora Pramre. Take the name of Gauranga, worship Gauranga. Anyone who does like this becomes my life and soul. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, Nityananda Prabhu also went with him. And although Nityananda Prabhu was a brahmachari, completely detached from anything of this world, in fact he was an avadhut, for an inconceivable and mysterious reason, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him to get married. Many great acharyas explain, because Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the renounced order of life as a sannyasi and was impeccably living by the standards that a sannyasi should live by, in the sampradaya of Mahaprabhu, it is not tolerated for a sannyasi to justify deviating from the principles of his ashram. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in such a exemplary way, lived strictly according to these principles. In fact, he banished Chota Haridas and ultimately approved of his suicide because he had deviated from the principles. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains, why did he take such a severe stance with Haridas? So that in the future, no one in his parampara would justify immoral activities as a sannyasi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that in order to uphold this high exemplary behavior, he was limited to where he could go and who he could preach to. Because there are certain places and certain people that just sannyasis are not allowed to be with. So in order to give the message of prema bhakti to everyone, especially the most degraded and downtrodden who are in the most sinful, terrible places, he asked Nityananda Prabhu to marry, so that as a grihastha, it would not be seen as a deviation for him to go anywhere and everywhere to spread the glories of the holy name. And of course, a higher internal reason is because it was the divine will of the Lord that he be reunited with his beloved consorts, Yashodha and Janava. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him to marry, and Lord Nityananda Prabhu came to this place of Ambika Kalna, which is the house of Suryadas Sarakela. And here, He requested the hand of his daughter in marriage. And it is a long story, but Surya Das ultimately gave him both the hand of Vishuddha, the elder sister, and Janava. Vishuddha begot two children from Lord Nityananda. One was Veer Chandra Acharya, and the other was a girl named Ganga Devi. After Lord Nityananda Prabhu left this world, Janava Devi became the prominent Acharya of the whole Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. And even the great Goswamis, Rup, Sanatan, Raghunath, Jiva, they were always anxious with great love and devotion to carry out any instruction that she had. So this is the very holy place of the consort of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. It is said by the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas that Janavi Devi was Ananga Manjari, who was none other than the younger sister of Srimati Radharani, and Vishuddha was Varuni, one of the beloved consorts of Sri Balaramji. Of course, Ananga Manjari is none different than Balaram, but when Balaram wants to assist Radha Krishna in the Madhurya Ras, he appears as Ananga Manjari, and Janavi Devi was that Ananga Manjari also. Of whom the plenary expansion is Revati. So I'd like to ask Mahanidhi Maharaj if he would like to say something about. Please.
The reason she was given the name Mata, because she treated all the Gaudiyas just like her children. So Mata means mother. And once there was the festival of Keturi Mahotsav, and Janava Mata came personally, and she cooked for all the Vaishnavas. And not only did she cook, there were thousands, that's also a long story, Keturi Mahotsav. But she not only cooked, but she served prasadam with her own hands to all the Vaishnavas. And when she came to Vrindavan, it's quite unusual, because generally men and women keep separate, even men and women devotees. But as Maharaj said, she was very much loved and worshipped and respected, because she was considered the acharya after the disappearance of Nityananda. When she came to Vrindavan, all the male devotees, Raghunath Bhatta, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, they all ran out to greet her. They ran to practically the border of Vrindavan to greet her with a warm welcome, big kirtan and so much garlands, and to take the dust of her feet. So Janava Mata was very, very special. And then when we hear that she is actually the form of Ananga Manjari, we can appreciate how intimate is Ananga Manjari. Of course, Ananga Manjari is the younger sister of Radharani. And the highest place of attainment for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas is to attain a place on the banks of Radhakund in the spiritual world, where we can serve the eternal pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. And there, the Radhakund is the most sublime and special place of Krishna's pastimes, where he and Radharani enjoy the largest number of pastimes for the largest part of the day, from 10:30 in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Madhyana Leela takes place in Radhakund. There's Julan Jatra there, there's Jal Keli, there is Holi, there's so many Ban Bihar, so many pastimes are going on there at Radhakund. But in the center of Radhakund, surrounding Radhakund, there are kunjas. Kunjas are very intimate forest settings where the various gopis serve Radha and Krishna and also have pastimes, loving pastimes with Shamasundar. So the eight sakis have their eight kunjas around Radhakund. There's the Lita Kunj. In the Lita Kunj, that is a place of bhajan for Bhaktivinoda Thakur and others. And then there's Vishakha Kunj and Chitra Kunj, Champak Kunj, Induleka Kunj, etc. So they're surrounding Radhakund. But in the very center of Radhakund, whose kunja is there? In the very center of Radhakund, Srimati Radharani's place, her liquid form of Ras. In the center of Radha Kund is the Kunj, the floating island Kunj of Ananga Manjari. And that Kunj is connected by a beautiful crystal pathway. There's a footbridge made out of beautiful crystal. Crystal floor and railings all carved out. And that goes to the place nearby Raghunath Das's Samadhi. And of course, when Janava Mata came to Radha Kund, that is where she sat. And that is where she bathed. Because she's Ananga Manjari. So naturally, she's sitting there at the edge of the footbridge, leading out to her Kunj and meditating on Radha Krishna Leela and her service there. Now, there's more glories to Srimati Janava Mata also. Because the beloved deities of the Gaudiya Sampradaya are Radha Govinda. Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpa Jumadat, Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasto, Srimad Srila Radha Govinda Devo, Preshtaludi Sevyamana Smarami. So when Rupa Goswami discovered the deities, he discovered Govindaji. He didn't discover Radharani. So actually, all of us are extremely indebted to the younger sister of Radharani, because the younger sister brought Radharani to Vrindavan. Because the younger sister is very powerful. Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol. So all of us, of course, are aspiring in the core of our hearts to become the loving servants of Srimati Radharani and Govindadev. But without Janava Mata, we wouldn't have any understanding, or we wouldn't have any Radharani to worship. Because when she went to Vrindavan, she brought Radharani with her. She bought the Radharani deity for Govindadev, and she bought the Radharani deity for Gopinath. Now, this is a very intimate service that she did for all of us and for all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. She brought Radharani to Vrindavan, which is quite extraordinary when you think about it. Janava Mata, in her mood of Ananga Manjari as a younger sister, she took her older sister by the hand and said, "Come on, Govinda's without you, he's missing you, come with me." So she took Radharani from Puri, because Radharani was sitting in the temple at Jagannath Dev, and she was being worshipped as Durga. Because if you go inside there in Jagannath Mandir, you'll find the main deity, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, and there's many mandirs of the devatas. So they had one mandir there, and they found one brass deity there, and they installed thousands of years ago, and they thought it was Durga. So she is being worshipped as Durga. But Janava Mata, she understood that actually this is Radharani. Because Govindadev, simultaneously to appearing, when Govindadev appeared to Rupa Goswami, he also appeared in a dream to Janava Mata, when she was in Orissa and Bengal. And Radharani says, "Look, Janava," in other words, my younger sister, Ananga Manjari, "I want to go with my Govindadev. I want to be with my eternal consort." So then Janava Mata went to Puri, and she requested from the Pujari, she said, "Actually, this is not Durga, this is Radharani. This is my," and I don't know if she said it's my sister, but she said, "This is Radharani. This is Radharani, and Radharani belongs in Vrindavan with Govinda. So I want to take her." And also, Jagannath appeared to the head Pujari in a dream, and he says, "Yes, what she is saying is correct. You give this Durga, what you're calling Durga, you give her to Janava Ma." So Janava Ma took the deity of Durga, which is actually Radharani, and brought her to Vrindavan. Shri Shri Radha Govinda Deva Ki! Yeah. So, anyway, there's more of it.
The of Godhead very performed various pastimes along with other devotees. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang, "Gauru Amar Jeshabu Sthane Korilo Bhramano Range Sheshabu Sthano Heribo Ami Pranayi Bhakoto Sange." The places where Gaur Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes, I want to visit those places with the devotees of the Lord. So today is the day, and next few days also we'll have this opportunity to travel to the places, visit the places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes along with other devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the loving devotees, Pranayi Bhakata Sangi, those who are absorbed in love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And actually, this had been predicted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur long time ago, that devotees will come from different parts of the world, and they will come here and sing and dance in ecstasy and glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At a time when people could not even imagine that people from the West would become devotees. At that time, about 100 years ago, Bhaktivinoda Thakur made that prediction. And today we can see how that prediction has come true. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur specifically said people from America, Europe, and other such countries will come here. And along with the Indian devotees, actually for devotees there is no question of Indian or Westerner, but the understanding is that devotees from all over the world will get together and sing the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this wonderful dham of Navadvip. And he said that they will sing
Jai Sachinandana!
Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana,
Jai Sachinandana,
Jai Sachinandana Gaura Hari.
Jai Sachinandana.
Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also predicted 500 years ago. Prithivite ache joto nagoradi gram, sarvatra prachar hoibe mor naam. In all the towns and villages all over the world, this holy name of Krishna will be chanted. And we are seeing that that has come true. Although literally in every town and village the holy name may not have spread today, but Srila Prabhupada has planted the seed and it is going to happen in due course of time. And in order to fulfill that prediction, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his very dear devotee, his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki!
Srila Prabhupada ki! Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Srila Prabhupada. For bringing Krishna consciousness to every nook and corner of this world, and by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, this Krishna consciousness movement, the Sankirtan Yajna, will keep on spreading. With the passing of time, this movement will grow larger and larger, and ultimately a time will come when there will be only one religion, and that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan. And all the religions of this world will come under the banner of that movement. That also has been predicted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in 1896, actually the year when Prabhupada was born. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote in his Bhagavat that this is, the precepts of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so today is a very joyful day for us because we all are here in the holy dham glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking the mercy of Sri Gaur Nityananda in the association of his devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Gaura Premanande Hare.